This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Has our world gone insane to the point where it's like, you know, 100 million people are diabetic almost or on the verge of it. Another 50 million people in America are obese.
The Health Ranger Report.
And nobody's talking about, maybe we should stop making people sick.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
In 1969, the New York Times published an article that called for the food supply to be spiked with covert sterilization chemicals. And you can find the actual link to this. They still have it on their website. You can download it as a PDF. Find the link at naturalnews.com. Just search for RNA interference technology, and you'll find a link to that in a well-documented story. Anyway, this article by the New York Times quoted Paul Ehrlich, who, of course, is a depopulation alarmist, who said that it shouldn't be any more than about 150 million people in America. And then he and the President Nixon science advisor, whose name I don't recall at the moment, but that's who's quoted in the story, together, what they say is that food, all food that's exported from America and sold in America, should be laced with these sterilization chemicals to essentially to eliminate black people and brown people. Especially the food exports that go to Africa or South America and so on, other nations, should all sterilize people. And then the science advisor to Richard Nixon said that some people, you can have a lottery system, and some people who win the lottery can be given an antidote chemical where that reverses their sterilization. All right, now, if you're hearing this for the first time, you might be thinking, this couldn't possibly be true. Hey, go to the New York Times story yourself. Read it yourself. I don't have the title of the story in front of me, but I link to it on naturalnews.com, and I have a screenshot of the first four paragraphs of the article, the title, the author, the date of publication, everything. It's all there. This is not made up. I mean, I didn't believe it until I went to the New York Times website, searched for it myself, and found the article. Sure enough, they published this. And it's incredible. See, most of the history that you think is real is not real. You have been wildly misinformed about everything. They've erased true facts from history, and they've replaced them with a false history. For example, Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, and she's part of this story. She was a eugenicist. She hated black people. She called them weeds, and she said they didn't have a right to exist, and the easiest place to kill them is in the womb. I mean, her whole history, it goes, she had ties to the KKK, she had ties to Nazi Germany, and she's the founder of Planned Parenthood, and now the political left in America loves her so much, she's a hero, the CDC has a glowing profile of her. There are awards, the Margaret Sanger Awards, that are given out every year. And behind it all is this eugenics push to, what? Once again, eliminate black people. That's, you see, this is the common thread behind all of this stuff. Vaccines, right? Mercury in flu shots. Who does it harm the most? Well, according to the CDC's own whistleblower scientists, they harm black children more than anybody else. And they swept it under the rug to make sure that nobody could cover that, or make sure that that scientific fact was eliminated, just like they want to eliminate black people. Well, now, there's new technology in food. It's called RNA interference technology, and it's engineered into foods. They use genetic engineering, and they can put what are called RNA fragments into food. Now, these fragments, and I've covered this in detail on naturalnews.com. Just go there and search for RNA interference, and you'll find the story, all the links, everything. I've quoted, I don't know, half a dozen scientific sources for this story. This technology, RNA interference, was discovered, I think, in the 1990s, and it was used therapeutically in cancer research. And what they found is that by injecting patients with certain RNA fragments, they could interfere with genetic expression of certain genes. And they saw an opportunity to use this to halt the growth of cancer tumors. So this was their goal, to inject people with RNA interference fragments and halt the growth of cancer tumors. But what actually ended up happening in 2008, I believe from the University of Kentucky, there was research that came out, and I linked to the source on Natural News, that found that this had very negative side effects, very damaging side effects that could destroy or kill organisms. And so the biotech industry got a hold of this technology, RNA interference, and they figured out that what they can do is weaponize food. They could put these RNA fragments into food or engineer them to be grown in the food, and then the food could become a weapon to kill certain targeted organisms through mass sterilization. In other words, RNA interference technology can be put into crops so that when pests, like insects, when they eat the crops, those pests become infertile, can't reproduce, and then they die off. But this technology can be used to target any organism, not just an insect, but also a human being, and also specifically a certain race of human beings, those who happen to be of African origin, for example. So now, go back to 1969. New York Times article says they got to spike the food with sterilization chemicals to eliminate black people. Now that technology is here. It's a reality. It's called RNA interference technology. And what it means is they can sterilize an entire race and nobody even knows they've been treated, you know, subjected, castrated to this technology, because they're just eating, you know, corn or wheat or whatever is genetically engineered, soybeans. They're just eating soybeans. They're just eating a hamburger at a fast food restaurant that's 50% soybeans, let's say. And they don't realize that they are ingesting RNA fragments that suppress or silence these sperm production genes in the males of their community. And now I ask you, I dare you, go search for stories on sperm production plummeting among African Americans. And guess what you will find? Oh, what do you know? Sperm production is plummeting. Black men are becoming infertile in America. Now, am I saying that it's because of this technology in the food? I don't have any proof of that yet. I'm just saying the technology exists. It could be deployed in this way. And we know that Planned Parenthood and the political left and the KKK, the white supremacists, we know that these groups have been trying to eliminate black people for a long time in America. And we know that they've used the lead poisoning in Flint, Michigan. They put lead in the water. Well, they allowed lead to be in the water and they covered it up to poison black babies. We know they're poisoning black babies with mercury and vaccines to dumb down black children so that they can't learn. It's just like the old slave plantation days, making sure that they stayed illiterate. You know, it was illegal to learn to read if you were a black person back then. They're doing the same thing now. It's just called vaccines, and it's called psychiatric drugging of black children, and it's called abortion. And why are all the abortion centers set up in black neighborhoods? Well, for the most part, because they're trying to eliminate black babies. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, was a eugenicist. She was a genocidal maniac, again, with KKK ties and eugenicist ties. And in many ways, the Nazis in World War II got their ideas from people like Margaret Sanger or her mentors in the United States, who were the founders of the eugenicist movement. The Nazis modeled their Holocaust after the eugenicist movement in America that has continued today via Planned Parenthood. And now we have RNA interference technology to turn food into a weapon to target potentially black people. Now, if you're black and you're listening to this, you know it rings true because you know the history of Tuskegee. You know the medical experimentation on black people in America. You know how vaccines have been used for sterilization and depopulation in Africa. If you don't know that, look it up on naturalnews.com. World Health Organization approved vaccines were found to be laced with sterilization chemicals, I believe in Kenya. They're trying to depopulate black people from Africa, their homeland. You know, I mean, this is the kind of genocide against blacks that is taking place in the food industry, the medical industry, the biotech industry, science has become a weapon against black people. There's so much more to tell you about this. I don't have time in this podcast. I got to wrap this up, but go to naturalnews.com. I'm going to be recording a presentation on this with slides, give you the whole history of Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, the abortion industry, the vaccine industry, how vaccines are made with the dead body parts of ground up organs from aborted black babies, and so on. Yeah, I'm going to give you the whole lowdown. I'm going to cite official sources for all of it. Everything I've told you here today is completely true, 100% backed up. I've cited the CDC for vaccine ingredients. I've cited the New York Times. I've cited science articles for the RNA interference technology. It's all 100% true. So tune in to naturalnews.com. Download our app so that you can bypass the censorship that we are being heavily subjected to, because the political left in America that's trying to murder blacks doesn't want white people, even though I'm Native American, but people think I'm white because I look white. They don't want white people telling the truth about the genocide against black people. So I am silenced. I am censored. I am vilified. I am demonized. Just like what has happened to so many African Americans throughout U.S. history for wanting to blow the whistle, wanting to tell the truth, wanting to overthrow this system of oppression and intimidation and lies that has been weaponized against them throughout American history. I am on the side of truth and justice. I am part of the modern-day underground railroad of truth about how black people have been used for medical experiments. They have been murdered. They have been marginalized. They have been lied to. They have been exploited by the exact political party that is murdering them, and that's the Democrats, by the way. So we'll talk about that more. And they can censor me on Google. They can censor me on Facebook. They can censor me on YouTube. They can't stop you from telling your friends about what I'm saying. And they can't stop you from going directly to naturalnews.com and reading these articles yourself, where you will find that everything I've said here is 100% true, completely backed up. It's part of the historical record. They just tried. They hope you don't find this information. They hope you don't believe it when you read it, because they want you to think that the science and the medicine and the Democrats are all helping black people. No, they're trying to murder you. Okay? That's the truth. And that's the truth that I refuse to stay silent about, because I don't consider myself separate from people of any race. We're all humans. We should all be humanitarians. We should all step up and protect our brothers and sisters, regardless of their origin or skin color or anything. That's what I believe, and that's why I am being silenced for sharing this information with you. Check out naturalnews.com for more, and hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life, but when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides, and heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. HealthRangerStore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.